You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and today's a very, very special podcast and a video Zoom podcast as well. I happen to have a very dear friend of mine and an amazing individual who you've probably seen before on TV, but his name's Martino Cartier, and he's a phenomenal hairstylist, but more than that, he's a phenomenal human being. He does a lot of very, very, very important work, and I wanted to have him on so we could talk a little bit about what he's doing these days and how things have changed a little bit with the COVID-19 pandemic and the similarities between a plastic surgeon like myself and someone like him who's been running a phenomenal practice and a phenomenal business in the hair and the salon industry. Hi there, Martino. How are you?
Hello. I'm great, Dr. Davis. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. That was very kind of you. You know, you're right. There are similarities between what we do. You know, we make people look good and feel good, right? And absolutely. I just think now more than ever, it's really, really important. This pandemic has made people literally go crazy, for lack of a better word. If you watch the news, you see that domestic violence is on the rise. You know, people, women that are stuck in their home, you know, they feel like they have nowhere to go. Alcoholism is on the rise, right? And people are stuck behind masks, right? So all you see is this is all you see. So this is where you and I come into play, right? If all you see is this, then they need this and this to look their best. So when they look in the mirror, when they're doing Zoom calls and they have to wear their mask, or they're at work and they have to wear their mask, or at their grocery store even. I mean, think about it. People are going to like ShopRite and Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and running into people and they don't even recognize them.
That's exactly right. And you know, one of the things that I know you and I have always talked about, even before this whole pandemic happened, was just how what you do and what I do is much more about how that makes the person feel inside than it's just about what we're doing to their external appearance. And I think more than ever, with this whole virus and this whole pandemic, I think we're seeing that more and more because people are coming in, and despite the fact that they are walking around with masks on and no one can really see that much about what's going on, they still want to feel good about themselves when they take the mask off, look in the mirror and go, yeah, that's me. I'm okay. I feel good about myself. And I'm seeing that more and more. I can't tell you. I never thought I was going to have patients coming in during this, you know, pandemic. Once we were, you know, you and I both were talking a lot when we were both shut down for a while, for a good three months. And when we were allowed to open again, I was really amazed that so many people were really coming in because they wanted, number one, they're working from home a lot of times. So the truth is they're not traveling anywhere. They don't have to go into an office. They could do everything from their home. But they still wanted to feel good about themselves, even though not a lot of people are really going to see them until this whole thing is finished with. But it's still more about them feeling good about themselves. And that goes back to what you and I have always talked about, was that at the end of the day, despite watching TV and seeing what the Kardashians are doing and everything else, you have to feel good about how you look to yourself. And when someone comes in to get something done, I always ask them, is this something that you really want to do? Or it's like, you're being coerced somehow by social media or other things. Because that's never, and I don't know what you think about that, but that's never a great way to start into a plastic surgery procedure or getting your hair changed or something like that.
When I do a wig for a cancer patient, which I do every day for free.
And we got to talk about that too in a minute.
But when I do a wig for a cancer patient and she brings a support group with her, and she tells me what she wants. So I go to our inventory, I place that wig on her, and she lights up Times Square. And then the friends that she brings with her, which would be the social media for someone coming to you.
Exactly.
Are you sure you don't want this? Are you sure you don't want that? And I have to, assertively say, this is, you're here to just support. They have to wear it. They have to feel comfortable in it. So just be here to support. Let them decide what they want. And then they all stand down and just be there with love. And like you said, you know, don't go get your lips done because you watch some show. Get your lips done because when you look in the mirror, you feel like you're not happy with yourself, right? So with wearing masks, I always tell everybody, you smile with your eyes and your hair, right? Because you can't tell if someone's smiling, right? You smile with your eyes and your hair. So you allow them to smile with their eyes. I allow them to smile with their hair. And my grandmother said it the best. She lived to 97.
Yeah.
And she said, my hair looks good. I feel good. So even if you're not leaving your house to what you said, it's like me. If I don't shave, if I don't do my hair, when I look in the mirror, I feel like crap, right? But even if I'm just home, I do my hair, shave, it's not about what the world thinks of you. It's about what you think of you. I mean, the songwriter said the greatest love of all is learning to love yourself, right?
Right. And by the way, I want everybody to know that you are a phenomenal singer because I did hear you sing at your Wig and Witches event. So that's a great segue for me to talk a little bit about your event that you do every year. Martino, how many years now has it been going on with Wigs and Wishes?
We are celebrating right now our 10th anniversary.
Congratulations. That really is a phenomenal. For everyone listening, a little synopsis of what it is and how you decided to start something like this.
10 years ago, my best friend's mother was diagnosed with cancer. And her hairdresser didn't know anything about wigs, just like I didn't, and most hairdressers don't. So think about it. Your hairdresser and your client tells you everything. Yes. Tells you about their kids, their marriage, their problems, their happy times, bad times. And they trust you. And when they're at their weakest moment, we can't help them. Because wigs were like so old fashioned, right? Yeah. So I thought, let me try to figure this out and start a little like team of hairdressers just in Gloucester County, Camden County, and help cancer patients. Never did I dream that we would be not only in 52 states, but now global. You know, so we do at least 25,000 free high-end wigs that don't look like wigs a year. That's the wigs part of Wigs and Wishes. And then we don't have any red tape. So when a child has childhood cancer and has a wish and turned down by whoever, we step in and make it happen. We have brought countless kids to Shaquille O'Neal's house to play basketball with them.
Wow.
And you know, it's really cool. And I have to tell you, there's a video that I just posted on YouTube and it's our 10th anniversary video. And it's sad because most of the kids and most of the women in that video, I would probably say 80% have passed. And that sounds really sad, but Mindy Grossman, who is Oprah's CEO and friend of mine and client, said to me, your job is to make them smile while they can. I got chills and I've been sharing that for a while, but you have to think of it that way. Because if you don't do it, who does, right? And people always say, I wish someone would do this. I wish someone would do that. Well, how about you be the someone?
Right. Well, you know, one of the things that you touched on a few minutes ago was the idea that when that patient comes to you and sits in your chair and you really get an opportunity to hear about their life, their kids, their family, what things that they're accomplishing, things that they're maybe sad about, ideas for the future. I have that exact same wonderful opportunity when I have my patients come in and talk to me about either the surgery they want or I'm having the opportunity and the, you know, the good fortune to be able to be injecting them with Botox or fillers and things like that. And I love the idea, just like you do, that we're like part of their family. So when they come to talk to me, I ask them about, hey, how's your son doing out and wherever? How did that wedding go last year? How are the grandkids doing? And they can't believe, and I'm sure this is the same thing with you, they cannot believe that I remember all of that stuff about them, but that's part of the reason why I enjoy doing what I'm doing so much.
I have to stop you because that's not the norm. You're a great example to the medical profession. And listen, I deal with a lot of people. I travel all, well, before COVID, I was traveling every week all over the country. You're not the norm. And I know that's how you are because you were that way before we became friends when I came to you as a patient. So I know that's how you are and who you are. And it does make a difference. And that's why you're Dr. Stephen Davis.
But that's one of the things I'm saying. Like, there's so many commonalities and similarities about what we do, because at the end of the day, we are really trying to bring a feeling of joy and a feeling of like an improvement to themselves, no matter what we're doing, if it's a surgical procedure or if it's something about their hair or their wigs and things like that. Martino, I want to ask you another thing. I heard through the grapevine something about the Cancer Society and what's happening on their end with the wigs and things like that. Can you elaborate a little bit so the listeners know what you're doing with this too?
Yes, so we're a grassroots foundation. You know, we raise money with local people that are right here in Gloucester, Camden County, Philadelphia. And we do get some donations from outside, but the American Cancer Society is a massive foundation. They raise almost $1 billion a year. Their CEO makes $1 million a year. We have no paid employees and we run by all volunteers, 127 volunteers. They decided this year to stop their free wig program. It makes me nauseous. So if you're a woman, you find out you have breast cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, whatever it is, you finally get the courage to call that number, that 1-800 number that the hospital gives you, and you'll get a wonderful person on the end of the phone. I've called. But when you ask about a free wig, they want to send you to TLC where you have to spend $400 to $500 to buy the wig. And then you're shocked because you don't know they stopped. So then what's so crazy is that without even calling us or telling us, they refer everybody across the entire United States of America to Wigs and Wishes in Washington Township, New Jersey. So we are now getting 50 to 100 requests a day, extra on top of our normal requests. So we've been hitting the streets fundraising like mad over the last 2 weeks, which, you know, our gala every year, which you've been to, is a spectacular, humbly I say, spectacular event. Paul Abdul
spectacular.
Yeah. And, you know, Paul Abdul comes in and co-hosts it with me every year. And this year we have to have a hybrid event. So it's tight, you know, 200 people. It's November 14th. And then the rest will be virtual. So, you know, people can go to wigsandwishes.org to donate. If you follow me on Instagram, Martino Cartier, on Facebook, every day I post either 1 to 5 different women that are brave enough to allow me to show their transformation of them getting their free wig. And they do a 30-second of, you know, I came in here not knowing what to expect and I can't believe I'm leaving looking cancer free. You know, it's so cool. So rewarding. That's
such a remarkable type of thing that you're doing.
Thanks.
How do you see the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic playing out in your business and in your world right now? Any thoughts for the listeners that are out there that are watching you and I talk about this stuff?
People are probably not gonna like this answer, but let me just say I'm Egyptian, okay? I was born in America, raised by an Irish family. I'm not black, I'm not white. I'm an American citizen, okay? Yeah. So when the Democrats and the Republicans decide to come together for the American people, and stop playing parties, that's when this thing's gonna stop. Because we need to be a team. We need to be a country. We all bleed the same blood. And I just think when that happens and they put the people first, that's when you're gonna see change.
That's beautiful. I hope that your sentiments are something that we can really like hang our hat on. Martino, before we leave, I want to just ask a couple other questions that I always am fascinated about. So prior to when all the traveling had to stop, right, for my listeners and for everybody that's tuning into this, talk a little bit about your normal schedule of travel TV, the promotional aspects of what you do for different products, and how you're still able, because here's what happens. So many of your clients come in to see me as my patients. They tell me the ridiculous, because they only want you to be there when they're getting their hair done. But in order to like coordinate that with your schedule, I crack up. I literally have to just stop doing what I'm doing because I'm laughing so hard. So tell everybody, how did you manage to do all that? And you must love the idea that you can do a lot of this now via Zoom. So
I absolutely do. So I've been on HSN and QVC for 10 years. I'm the longest hair tool brand on HSN ever. And I'm really blessed because when I started out, if I was 2 minutes late, the clients were so mad, you know, back in 1998. Right. Now, I'm like a doctor. They'll wait 2 hours, you know.
like a doctor.
You don't make fun of 2 hours. But before COVID, I would get on a plane, 6 a.m., fly to Tampa, Florida, where the studio is for HSN. Yeah. And I had a TS, which is the Today Special. That means you go on live at midnight. And you're on at midnight, you're on at 2, you're on at 4, you're on at 6, then you get a little break, live. Then you get a little break and you're back on at like 3, 6, and maybe like 8, and then your last one is at 10. And it's all live and you have to be energetic and make her, meaning the girl that's behind the camera watching, feel like she's the only woman in your world. And she really is the only woman in my world at that moment because I'm teaching her how to look and feel her best. Then I got to hop on a plane at like 6 a.m. to be at the salon, you know, at 10 o'clock the next morning. So I was doing that for years. Like, and then there's the motivational speaking. Sometimes I would do it pro bono, but yeah. I do get paid to do the motivational speaking as well. So I did an 8-week trip. I was in a different state every week. Speaking Monday at a big convention center in front of thousands of people last year. So this pandemic has been good and bad, right? It's terrible. Many people that are sick and have lost their lives to it. For me, it's been a lot of things. It's been good, bad, left, right, up, down, you know.
So now, instead of traveling to Tampa to do this, can you do it all right out of your home?
Yes.
Or out of the salon?
And I love it. And I love it. And I love it. And she loves it because she gets to see my home, right? So every time I do a different area, one time I'm here, one time I'm by my pool, one time I'm in my kitchen, one time I'm at the piano. So right. She loves it because it's more personal. She gets to know Martino.
I love that. I think that's a terrific thing. I have to say, I've been meaning to get together with you and do something like this. We have, for everyone listening, kind of a planned event, probably for us to get together again, where we're going to do a little bit more talking about some motivational type things too. So I want to like leave that to everybody that's tuning in. But
We have some other special people we're going to bring on eventually, some other doctors that are just like you, is compassionate and care and listen to their patients, you know, and it's all about making people feel good, because when you make people feel good, in return, you feel good.
That's exactly right. I think that's an unbelievable way to close this up. Everybody, you've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and today we had my very special guest and friend for years, Martino Cartier. Thank you so much for being on our show. And pay attention, because we're going to be coming back on again soon with another episode with Martino. Bye-bye.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.